Labour says the tax will apply to properties worth over £2 million and will apply to only one in 200 properties in the UK. But critics have argued that it's a tax on London, with 80% of the properties affected being in the capital and the South East. There are currently 36 properties for sale on property website Rightmove in the constituency that could be affected. Labour's candidate Lee Godfrey says the policy is about the wealthy playing their part.
All of our policies in our manifesto are funded, every single penny, and a large amount of it is asking for those at the very top, the very richest, to make a very small contribution to that, and the mansion tax is part of that.
But the Conservatives' James Berry disagrees. He says raising the stamp duty threshold is better.
And I think that's a much fairer way of raising tax, much fairer than mansion tax, because people go into a house purchase knowing what the stamp duty is up front, rather than being dragged into a mansion tax unwittingly. I think that's unfair.
Lib Dem candidate Ed Davey says they would introduce new council tax bans for the very high-value properties.
We're doing it in order to ask the people who've got huge amounts of money, the most wealthy, and they're the ones in central London, frankly, to make contribute a bit more as we push down the deficit. If we didn't do that, we'd have to cut more.
Green candidate Claire Keogh has other ideas.
It's not that we're completely opposed to the mansion tax. We understand that the Labour Party are trying to tax the wealthiest more, make them pay their fair share. But I think the ins and outs of that policy aren't going to be affected. So what we propose instead is a wealth tax.
UKIP candidate Ben Roberts says that property value is not representative of how wealthy someone is.
Due to a housing boom and the raise in property prices, these people are not as wealthy as their property price suggests.
The two other candidates standing in the constituency are Laurel Fogarty for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition and Daniel Gill for the Christian People's Alliance.